The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
Though?
What is it that we do?
We get a people what they want.
We're going to talk about what to expect from the Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott later in the show. We're going to show you the Tampa Bay Bucks Super Bowl rings, but we start with the Milwaukee Bucks parade. Jalen, I love championships parades because you get to see the athletes drunk. They get the most drunk at the parade, and then they have to talk in front of cameras, and it's one of the greatest things in sports. And, of course, we're going to start with the Bucks' P.J. Tucker.
Yo, it's crazy. That's where everybody, like, when I came here, they're like, yo, you got to, like, show, like, you got to be the dog. And I'm like, man, we got dogs. Like, they just saying, like, we... Like, I got here, like, we already got dogs.
I love how
I
he finishes the speech.
We dogs, and we gonna be dogs. And our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me?
None but the dog in dogs. Me.
And he finishes it with a big swig from the champagne bottle. I think he had a few swigs from the champagne bottle over the course of the day. But, Jalen, what do you think about the parade and PJ's speech?
As an athlete, Jacoby, that's the one moment in my career that I've always regretted, that I didn't get a chance to do that as a member of the Michigan Wolverines. I didn't get a chance to do that as the member of the Indiana Pacers. That right there is what it's all about. And you know I'm a man of the people. And imagine if you have footage of me. This is why certain people can't have nice things. The man above knows he should have never gave me a championship ring in the parade. He knows that. Because my footage would be PJ Tucker times Tom Brady times 100. And so, in all honesty, though, I'm really happy for the Bucks. I'm really happy for their fan base, their first championship in 50 years. And PJ Tucker, Bobby Portis, Drew Holiday, they were brought to the Bucks to bring that dog, to bring that toughness. That was one of the things the squad was missing alongside the great Giannis Antetokounmpo and the emerging now closer in Chris Middleton.
Well, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 50 points in the closeout game, and he was dominant throughout the series. And Jalen, another Bucks legend, Oscar Robertson, the Big O, had this to say about Giannis Antetokounmpo. He said, quote, "The only person I think that the size to give him a decent chance at guarding Giannis is AD from the Lakers. No one else. I don't see any player on defense that's going to be able to handle Giannis." Jalen, what do you think about these thoughts from the Big O?
Breathing and money are the only things I love more than basketball. And I'll tell you something. Did you say the Big O said? I just want to make sure. The Big O said, right? Is that what I heard? So if that's the case, that's true. That's true. That's true. And but here's the beauty of being an all-time great player. The Big O knows this. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar knows this. Current day game. KD, Steph Curry, LeBron. You know what all great players know? Nobody can actually stop them. That's just how this works. Nobody can stop them. It's going to take a collective effort to slow them down. The Suns clearly were not able to do it versus Giannis.
I think that's what I left that quote with as well. It's like, yeah, AD is probably the only individual defender in the NBA that could handle Giannis. But really what you need is a team effort. And the Suns up front just weren't big enough. Ayton seemed a little light and a little young. And then you had Crowder. They missed Sarge. But I think to stop Giannis, which we have seen before, is it takes a true collective effort from a team strategy to make other people on the Bucks beat you. But we're going to wait until next year to see if that can happen, because right now this is Giannis' time. He's in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru right now getting a 50-piece nuggets. However, a couple of his other teammates right now are doing something different. as you're watching us on this program, Giannis's teammates Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton are on a plane, fresh off the parade. Still got that champagne hangover. The champagne hangover is one of the worst hangovers too. Fresh off the parade, still smelling like champagne. They are on a plane flying to Japan to participate in the Olympics with none other than their previous finals foe, Devin Booker. They are available to play Sunday morning against France for Team USA. What do you think about this tight turnaround, fresh from the parade, fresh from the finals, going straight to Team USA?
I'm happy for each of those guys who continue to ascend in their careers in different ways. Devin Booker, as a young player, had a 70-point game, a 59-point game, and in his first postseason was outstanding, leading the Phoenix Suns to the finals. Nobody can say that they predicted that they would be there. Now, for Drew Holiday, he was an all-star early in his career with the Philadelphia 76ers, regained that level of play with the Pelicans, became a top-flight defender and two-way player, now goes to the Milwaukee Bucks, becomes the missing piece and a champion, and in particular as an improved three-point shooter. Chris Middleton, drafted by the Detroit Pistons in the second round, right? Now all of a sudden, a surefire, consistent all-star playing alongside Giannis, the second best player on the championship team, and a legitimate closer. I know and I appreciate the fact that they want to bring us the gold medal. And I know that it's a great opportunity for each of those guys. But we've crowned two NBA champions in 9 months. Usually we crown one NBA champion in 12 months. The regular season calendar is about to get reset, which means training camp is gonna basically start happening late September, early October, and then we're gonna have a full 82-game season, not a condensed 72-game season. So what I hope we're not hearing, which I believe we may be hearing as the season starts to progress, is load management for all three of those guys because they decided, and rightfully so, it's a great opportunity to go play for gold. And by the way, we actually need them. We need them. We need them. Y'all saw the early exhibitions. Y'all saw players be in and out of the lineup due to COVID protocol. We actually need them. So selfishly, I want the gold medal as an American. So yes, I would love to see them in uniform. But if I was overseeing the Bucks or the Suns, I would want those guys to actually be resting and getting ready for the next season.
So you do not like the idea that they could be available, they could be playing on Sunday after a long flight, after a parade in Japan?
No, no, because psychological, emotional, and physical fatigue is a real thing. You ever heard of something called jet lag? Didn't you just say that they were going to Tokyo? That ain't a short flight. And today's Friday. And didn't you say the game is Sunday?
Morning.
And so again, I'm happy that they're going to help us win gold. But if I was an owner of one of those teams, I would hope that those guys would be resting and getting themselves ready for the next season. But as Team USA, we need them. We really need them.
We do. Now, Jalen, we've been doing this a long time. We've had this show for 10 years. I've been in sports media for 20 years. And I have a feeling, I just have a sense, we're going to be talking about the Lakers a lot this summer. Something tells me we'll be talking about the Lakers a lot this summer. And the latest is there's been some discussions about Kyle Kuzma. He's been putting some packages. And there are some feelings out there that Kyle Kuzma feels like he can't really reach his potential in Los Angeles, that he sort of needs to go to a different team in order to be his full self as an NBA player. How do you feel about Kyle Kuzma's future and these sentiments?
So as a young player, there's so much to be said for the experience, right? And the Lakers let some young talent go. But it clearly was worth it because they won a championship. But Lonzo Ball, an ascendant player, now a knockdown three-point shooter. Julius Randle, this year's most improved player, helped elevate the New York Knickerbockers. Brandon Ingram, playing alongside Zion Williamson. They have something special. For everybody to see Kyle Kuzma play in a Laker uniform, it's valuable experience to play alongside LeBron James, to play along with Anthony Davis, to play for a story franchise and to learn what the league all about. But to answer your question, the answer is actually no. He can be a champion in LA, but he can't maximize his potential just by the sheer geometry of their lineup. LeBron James and Anthony Davis are going to play the lion's share of the minutes up front, and you can't have all three of those guys really on the floor. So therefore, he's not going to be able to score the kind of buckets that he has the potential to score. I remember they were playing a game at Philadelphia a couple of seasons ago, and he had like 30 in the first half. Like, the guy could get buckets. And so don't think that if you put him on another squad, he couldn't be an immediate 20-point scorer, because Kyle Kuzma can and will if and when he goes to a different team.
This seems to me to be one of those perfect situations in business that we all try to look for, where it's mutually beneficial, where everybody wins. I feel like the Lakers do need to mix up their roster. I feel like Kyle Kuzma is a good player that deserves more minutes, a starting spot, a spot to shine and score and be a 25-point scorer, try to turn into an all-star like you mentioned Ingram and Randall did. I think this is going to happen. I don't see Kyle Kuzma in a Lakers uniform next year, and I see that being good for both him and the Lakers. Jalen, of course, the Milwaukee Bucks are champions, but let's not forget that the Tampa Bay Bucks are champions, and they had their ring ceremony. Woo! Do they have some nice Super Bowl rings? When you take a look at the detail of these rings, Jalen, inside the ring is the stadium, and then you slide the diamonds on top to reveal what the rings look like. What do you think about these rings that the Tampa Bay Bucks earned last year?
All I know is this. The rings and things we sing about, Tom Brady can definitely bring them out. Homie got seven championship rings?
Seven.
That is insane. And what? Five Super Bowl MVPs? Is that the number? It's so many, it's just outstanding. And shout to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, though, because they did something in reverse that if I was building a football team, I would actually consider doing. Of course, everybody wants a franchise quarterback. And usually, you get that player in the draft. Look around the history of the league. For the most part, when a team gets their franchise quarterback, they draft them. However, if you draft Jameis Winston and you realize at that time he isn't your franchise quarterback, who, by the way, definitely is and should be starting for the Saints this year, Jameis Winston gonna surprise a lot of people. I think he's a really good player. They built from the outside in. They put together the receivers. They put together the defense. And so now all of a sudden, you plug and play like the Denver Broncos did with Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, and now you're a Super Bowl champion. And so I appreciate what they were able to do, and they're returning all 22. And so don't be surprised, Jacoby, if we're talking about the same thing this time next year.
Well, one of the teams is going to try to keep that from happening are the Dallas Cowboys. We're going to discuss Ezekiel Elliott as he heads to training camp. What to expect from him this season? What does he need to do? How does he need to change? We'll talk about that right after this. You're watching
Jalen. I love Zeke's hair and his beard.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here in the Seaport District of New York City, welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, the NFL has released their forfeit policy due to COVID, and here are the details. What they are saying is, if a game has deemed it had to be postponed by requirement of government authorities or medical experts because of an outbreak, and they can't find a replacement date, and the original postponement was caused by an outbreak among unvaccinated players of a team, that would be a forfeit. And I know this is important to you, the players would not be paid for that game. Jalen, how do you feel about this policy?
So here's the advice I want to give every professional sporting league. When you get confused, follow the players in the WNBA. If you notice, they're the only league that I've seen that put out a press release that acknowledged that 100% of their players and coaches are basically vaccinated.
It was 99%.
That's just the way to go. Jacoby, the forfeit rules, the not getting a game check, that's all minute to me as it relates to health. Newsflash, everyone. Getting the vaccine does not mean that you won't catch COVID. It just means you're less likely to end up hospitalized. And more importantly, it just means that you're less likely to die. It's a
There's a lot of science that supports being vaccinated.
For example, I remember there was a time when people complained that they couldn't smoke on an airplane. Now you look back and you're like, that's a noble thought. I see why. You remember when people complained about wearing a seatbelt? People were mad, taking off their shoulder, only wearing it on their waist. How about this? Just because you wear a bulletproof vest, it doesn't mean that you won't get hit with a bullet. It's a prevention mechanism. And if we all get vaccinated, that creates a herd immunity that allows us to move forward. The Delta variant is serious, ladies and gentlemen. I'm no Dr. Fauci, and I know this. This is basic service. Every player should want to be vaccinated beyond football for yourself and for your family.
Well, one of the players that we will see on the field this season is Ezekiel Elliott, and he and the Cowboys with the return of Dak Prescott and wearing that uniform comes with a lot of pressure. Jalen, how do you feel he feels about last season and coming into this season?
Well, he disappointed because he had his worst season probably ever in his life. Lows in yards and highs in fumbles usually don't go together for a great back like Zeke was early in his career. And when you have injuries to your offensive line and your starting quarterback isn't available to you, that's going to affect the running back's productivity. Let's see if he can have a bounce back season.
And we always talk about the Cowboys. We talk about the weapons they have. We talk about Dak. We talk about Zeke. We talk about Cooper. But the elephant in the room is it doesn't matter what they do on offense if their defense remains as bad as it was last season. We just saw how bad Zeke was in comparison last season. Look at the ranks of the defense. 23rd, 31st, 26th, and worst. Look how bad they were. And we always focus on the offensive side of the ball. That's where the superstars are. But if their defense doesn't improve, their record certainly will not improve. Now, Jalen, sometimes people that watch this show get the news before the news is the news. And that's why we call it broken news.
To everyone else, it's breaking news. To Jalen and Jacoby listeners, it's broken news.
We said it was going to happen with the Washington football team. We said it was going to happen with the Cleveland baseball team. And now it is official. They're going to change their nickname to the Guardians from the Indians. Now, Jalen, we knew it was going to happen. It should happen. It should have happened a long time ago. But my point is this. If you have an opportunity to change your franchise nickname, you have to do better than Guardians. I don't even know what a Guardian looks like. I don't know what they're guarding. I don't know what this is. You have an opportunity to change your franchise for centuries to come, and Guardians is what you got? Like, you what? Who was in this brainstorm? What did they not pick if they ended up with Guardians? I'm disappointed. I'm happy they changed the name. It needed to happen. I'm disappointed they ended up with Guardians.
I agree with you, family, and being at the forefront of cultural relevancy as Jalen and Jacoby, we take pride in the words that we retired. And you're right. Cleveland Indians were something that we weren't saying on this show. Washington Redskins wasn't things that we were saying on this show. We didn't need them to actually change the name to know it was offensive. But since you're going to change the name, can't be Guardians, dog.
Can't be Guardians. What are you guarding?
Because what about your offense? But here's
the G with wings on it. Like, what is that logo?
I'll give you a sporting thought about it. When you think Guardian, you think defense or prevention. You don't think home runs,
mm-mm,
right? You don't think stolen bases. You don't think bunt.
All you have to, you could have given me 15 minutes. I can come up with 10 better names than Guardian. Jalen, when we come back, we have some news about someone who's very special to you. That man right there. More decorated, more rings than Tom Brady. It is Bill Russell. We'll tell you about those rings right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Got to give the people what they want.
Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, ABC. It is the NBA draft. Watch your franchise change with one pick. Jalen's Pistons have the number one pick. Will they get Cade Cunningham? Tune in and find out. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Bill Russell's doing something very noble once again. What is it this time, Mr. Rose?
Jacoby, you know I don't take for granted that I stand on the shoulders of giants. And as I sit on this show every day, Bill Russell is over my right shoulder. And he's doing something very noble with his collection of memorabilia. He's auctioning it off for charity. Look at what this man has accomplished. Woo. He's auctioning off his memorabilia for charity. So not only the greatness, the all-time greatness that he displayed on the floor, but he's the epitome of class and how you conduct yourself away from the floor. And this is my chance to get a ring. You know what?
This is the only chance
I'm
going
to have a ring.
You do something good. Get a ring. Get yourself a ring. Jalen, last night, Kanye West debuted his new album in Atlanta. I've been out on Kanye for a while now. Is he going to draw me back in with Donda, which is supposed to come out soon?
He's going to draw you back in. I think this is post-Kardashian Kanye. Got Jay-Z on there. Got West Side Gun on there. I'm excited about this project. I'm going to have to go to one of those listening parties. See y'all tomorrow.
We'll be back next 2 p.m. week.